Welcome to Encounter at Catholic Charities, a podcast from Catholic Charities of Central and Northern Missouri, created to share the story of our work to provide care and create hope in the Diocese of Jefferson City through compassionate social services to those in need, regardless of faith, culture, or situation. In this episode, HUD Certified Housing Counselor Paige Orschelin reflects in her own words on the transformative encounter of clients seeking guidance on affordable and safe housing from Catholic Charities. As one of only two HUD Certified Housing Counseling agencies for the 38 counties we serve, Paige's work can be critical in connecting people to the resources and help they need. We're glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy this episode of Encounter at Catholic Charities.
Each morning, I take a moment and pray for Christ to work through me, that I may be an instrument for others to encounter Jesus that day. As a housing counselor, my job description includes working with people on budgeting, learning about and managing credit, organizing their finances, all with the goal of securing or saving their homes. On the surface level, these goals are pretty straightforward, but equally important to me of the what of housing counseling is the how of this work. And for me, that includes continually incorporating the Catholic social teachings that Catholic Charities is founded on into my everyday work. While we never proselytize at Catholic Charities, I know that every interaction I have with a client is another chance to be the hands and feet of Christ to them. So, it is a practice of mine to take a moment at the end of the day to think about the people I've encountered in my work and think about how I may have shown care and compassion to them as Christ would. I pray for that to create a ripple effect in their life. I pray that, in growing security or progress towards their goals, they can then show Christ to someone else, and someone else. That was precisely how I planned on Christ showing up in my work at Catholic Charities. What I never expected was how the people that I serve would happen to show me the true heart of Christ time and time again. Housing counseling can be a very vulnerable process. So I make sure the first step in honoring my clients is getting to know them as a unique individual with gifts and talents created in God's own image and likeness. I really enjoy getting to know them on a personal level, building trust and conveying the judgment-free zone atmosphere of our work together. That's helped keep our time as open, honest, and safe as possible. It's in these moments of honesty and vulnerability that my clients share their hearts and reflect Christ back to me. We oftentimes go about our days quick to judge, but I enter into my work by recognizing that each of us cannot be reduced to the situations we find ourselves in. The life and dignity of the human person is a teaching that helps me see beyond the financial struggle someone may be experiencing into who they are as an individual, a child, a parent, a grandparent. From that place, I've seen many people I work with are not in a financially vulnerable situation because they were irresponsible or greedy, but because they are often supporting others from a place of generosity, foregoing their own security to help family members or friends who are struggling. Like the grandmother who faces a very real possibility of losing her home because she spent the little income she has on helping with groceries for her children and grandchildren. Like the parents who forgo not only luxuries but necessities, making hard choices to keep food on the table and gas in the car to get back and forth to work. These situations always prompt me to stop and think, what would I do in their shoes? How much would I be willing to sacrifice my comfort for somebody else's? What about my needs? Most of the time, clients don't share their financial hardship with the loved ones they're helping because they don't want to burden them. Instead, they simply give in quiet and have fully made the decision that they are willing to sacrifice their entire livelihood for somebody else. It is in those moments that I feel like I am sitting across the table with Christ. These encounters have completely reshaped my perspective. Most Americans are one disaster or crisis away from financial instability, instability that can quickly escalate from choosing which bill to pay to losing their home. I think about that. How easily could I be in my client's shoes? And how difficult it would be to navigate that on my own. Could I be as generous as they are? Would I be as humble and kind as they are? I see Christ working through my coworkers at Catholic Charities, having encounters just like these every day with clients, visitors, supporters, and community partners. I felt a deepening awareness of Christ's presence in this work. I will add each of our readers this week to my prayers as well. May we each pray to encounter Jesus and others throughout our day, to be an instrument of love, to serve others well, and to create those ripples of care that flow out into the world.
Thank you for listening to Encounter at Catholic Charities, a podcast sharing the story of our work to provide compassionate care and create hope in the 38 counties we serve in central and northern Missouri. Our theme music was created by DHD Music and licensed through Adobe Creative Cloud. Additional sound and editing by Ashley Wiskirchen. Learn more about Catholic Charities online at ccnmo.diojeffcity.org or connect with us on social media at ccnmo.